WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 80 degrees. We dropped a degree. We'll talk a little bit about your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by groundshuttle.com, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports and service to and from the Austin airport coming September 20th. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Research Valley Partnership has chosen an Aggie as their new president and CEO. Matt Prochaska was selected after a 5-month nationwide search. Most recently, Prochaska served as the sales director for a California growth-based commercial furniture company. He received both his master's and bachelor degrees in speech communication from Texas A&M with emphasis in international business development. He begins his new role with the RVP on September 1st. A mechanical malfunction may be the cause of a 4-vehicle wreck involving a dump truck yesterday morning. Lieutenant Steve Brock says the dump truck traveling eastbound on University Drive split 2 SUVs stopped at the intersection of Lincoln Avenue near Red Lobster.
Witnesses have said they heard him laying on the horn constantly, and he may have had some type of mechanical malfunction that prevented his truck from stopping.
Brock says after pushing the 2 vehicles aside, the dump truck entered the intersection and hit a westbound Nissan pickup attempting to make a left turn. The dump truck then flipped on the driver's side and slid into a light pole.
There was a period of time where that driver in that dump truck was trapped, and the fire department was able to remove him from the vehicle and then obviously start giving him treatment.
Brock says all 4 drivers were transported to the hospital, but none were believed to have life-threatening injuries. Eastbound traffic on University was shut down for several hours, and westbound traffic was reduced to 1 lane. The Texas legislature wrapped up its month-long special session on Tuesday. As things stand, cities the size of Bryan and College Station will not be required to have a public vote before annexing surrounding areas. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on our show still voiced concern.
This is still moving forward the governor's agenda to disallow, if you will, cities from being able to govern themselves. It's another little notch taken out of our belts and put on his. And so that concerns us.
Mooney says if that is allowed to continue, you'll see a gradual eroding of cities being able to do what is in their best interest. With the filing deadline less than a week away, 3 more people in College Station have filed to run in November's election, 2 for the school board and 1 for city council. Gerald Verwald has added his name to the list of candidates for place 7 on the school board, and Jacqueline Martin Huff filed for place 6. Dallas Shipp filed for place 3 on the city council, which is currently held by Linda Harvell, who is seeking re-election. United Way of the Brazos Valley is ramping up for the start of their community campaign next month, but first, they're moving.
We'll be leaving our Southwest Parkway location and moving over to Briarcrest. So if you make any deliveries or you send in money to us, your donations, please note our new address.
President Allison Prince says they're downsizing in space to better suit the size of their staff. You can find the new address on their Facebook page or on their website, uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It is 80 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And starting on September 20th, Ground Shuttle is adding daily service to and from the Austin airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming September 20th. Let us do the driving.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV, from grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Good morning, it's 7-11, Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We're sitting in between areas of cloudiness this morning. We should end up with a partly sunny day. Temperatures will be somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy conditions are forecast for tonight, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine once again for tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. The outlook for Saturday, partial sun, temperatures between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Christian Kirk and Armani Watts have been named to the 2017 Sports Illustrated preseason All-America team. Meanwhile, the Astros showed signs of returning to form with a win over the Diamondbacks, while the Rangers took down the Tigers on the back of an Elvis Andrews homer. And Tom Savage will be getting the snaps for the Texans on Sunday, but Coach Bill O'Brien will be keeping his eye on rookie Deshaun Watson. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I know most of you recognize this music, right?
Sure.
Sure you do. Of course, this would be Richard Strauss's Alpine Symphony.
Ah, yes.
Okay, right. There you go. Well, the reason that we're playing that for you this morning, a little nice, relaxing. First, Alpine, maybe make you feel a little cooler.
Yeah.
Because it's 80 degrees outside right now.
Oh, right, uh-huh.
But actually, it was 35 years ago today, August 17th, 1982, that these little silver discs became available with the rainbow sheen on them. Remember that had sound on them? Yep, the compact disc was first produced in 1982 on this date.
How quaint.
Yes. Compact disc creators Sony and Philips say they still receive requests for interviews with the inventor of the CD, but that person doesn't exist. No one person invented the technology.
Ooh.
CD was was actually a collective. So there you go. The very first CD to roll off was that right there. Okay.
Huh.
There.
Interesting.
Time was, CDs were wonderful to have. I mean, they really, really were, because especially in the radio business, when we were spinning the tunes, you know, they'd get scratchy because you'd play them over and over again, or you'd back cue them, and they'd have this shh at the beginning before the music started. Because, yeah, they got scratched by the needle. Well, away goes the needle, and you got your CD. And, of course, everybody thought, well, that's perfect, unless you didn't have those little slip cover deals to put them in. And then they'd scratch up against each other, and then when you would put them in your CD player, they'd just skip like crazy.
Yeah, then you just end up with a skip.
Them too. And we thought that would be a great way to also take data. And, you know, I've got this gigantic amount of stuff I can put on a CD now, and I could put it in my computer. Remember when the little drawer used to come out?
To
be a cup holder?
And then, of course, you know, you would push it in to push it back in, and you know, I don't know about you, but my dad would get mad and be like, don't push it in, you got to hit the button. But it doesn't matter.
Nah,
you can do it either way.
That's right. Anyway, quaint little things that used to be on computers, those DVD players and CD players and stuff like that. But happy birthday to the CD.
Yeah.
Now, who doesn't love a selfie? Yeah, whatever. But the deal is, selfies self-serving?
I think so.
Okay.
It depends, I guess. If the viewer really likes the person, then, you know, they get
Okay.
Get something out of it?
Could be that. Well, here's what Nokia is going to do now. The Nokia 8 smartphone will offer the ability to take bothies. Bothies.
What is that?
The 8 has something called dual sight that lets you shoot pictures using the front and rear facing cameras simultaneously.
Oh.
So there. The result is a split screen view that lets you take a selfie, but with images from both sides, it can be you and your friend, thus the bothies.
Oh, that gives,
interesting.
Gives people the ability to covertly take a picture of something that they don't like and make a face at the same time.
Could certainly do that.
That's what I'm, that's what I was thinking. It's kind of like taking a picture of something, but also showing like what your reaction is to it.
Okay, so we're going to have snark. Is that it? We're going to go, this will be like a snark feature, right?
And if you can like video at the same time, you can literally narrate what you're videoing and people can see your face.
It's a snarky.
Like that. That's it. And there you go. That's exactly what you can do. You can both video and do live video streams directly to social media.
And then I wonder if you can, you know, maybe you you take the picture and it brings up both images, but you can just pick the one you want to save or you want to post. You don't have to post both of them.
Oh, sure, Chelsea. Let's take the high ground on this because there's no doubt that there are going to be people who are going to do snarky things.
Yeah.
Taking a picture of somebody and then they're sticking their tongue out or something like that. But if you want to think they're going to use it for the highest possible purpose, that's great.
We're calling its uses, though, here on August 17th, 2017. Yeah. Mark this day.
I like your enthusiasm, your faith in your fellow person out there.
Oh, but, yeah.
That's probably not it. And by the way, we got a free app. This is a selfie morphing app that has introduced portrait filters, which, when this story came out a week ago, didn't have nearly the same meaning that it might now. Again, it's called FaceApp and is a selfie morphing app that has been introduced so that portrait filters can be titled Caucasian, Black, Asian, and Indian. Up to now, FaceApp has been most notable for its features, which would make you smile or wrinkly or could even be the opposite gender. But having users change race is a little too much for some. I would think so. Earlier this year, FaceApp was slammed for introducing the filter labeled hot, which turned the user's skin color white. You know, again, when this came out a week ago, they might have thought that was an interesting idea.
Right.
Now?
I mean, I could definitely see it because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand what blackface is. I understand the offense of it and everything like that. But at the same time, is it racist to want to know what you would look like if you were any other race? Is it really that big of a, and if you're not doing blackface, you're not trying to be offensive. It's a curiosity thing.
Yeah.
I get it from both sides, honestly.
Oh, going to be interesting to see. And again, it's amazing a difference in a week.
The thing is, the word hot in photo terms means that it's overexposed and it's usually very bright.
Very true.
So that's why it turns white.
Yep.
It's not saying, oh, you're hotter if you're white.
No, definitely not. Not at all. All right, there you go. Story from Washington State this morning. A man charged with ramming his Honda into a pair of luxury vehicles. Police responded to a report of a collision at the Bellevue Bentley dealership on Sunday night. It appears a 32-year-old man allegedly slammed his car, the Honda, into a Bentley and a Rolls, and it caused $500,000 worth of damage.
Ooh.
Witnesses say the guy drove into the parked cars multiple times. Suspect has been charged with malicious mischief and told police he was having a panic attack.
Oh.
Well, of course he was.
That's why I had all the drugs in my system, officer.
Exactly, right. Now, have you seen the TV ad of the old guy who's wearing a shirt and he's winking at the girls and they scoff at him and then he takes the shirt off and he's got a great physique? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't
seen this one.
Kind of funny, but anyhow, there is now a guy named Pawel Lodzik. He's from Warsaw.
Okay.
Spends a small fortune in making himself look older. He dyes his hair and his beard to the perfect shade of white, but he's a bodybuilder. He's a personal trainer who now is basically being mistaken for a guy who's like 65 years old or older. So he deliberately ages himself, and then he posts it on Instagram.
Does he try to compete in the Masters division?
You know, I think what he does is he just sells the idea of being that, and I too can be even at this advanced age.
Yeah, that's kind of false advertising.
It is. You're exactly right.
But yeah. I've seen like pranks where this is done or whatever, where like a guy will dress up like an old, like a basketball star will dress up like an old man and go to a like a game amongst amateurs or whatever in the city. And,
yeah, like a pickup game.
Yeah, and he pretends to be an old guy coming to play, and they all laugh at him, and then he's like dunking and
that's
stuff.
Funny.
Like
that. That's
but
funny.
But as he said, I started doing it years ago. Just kind of did the salt and pepper look, and it worked out so well that he's just continued with this. Hmm. He's got 335,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
There
so
you go.
He's making some money.
Hey, someone texted in about the Bothy. Is that what we called
yep.
it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And great point. It said, may save some lives. The cliff or the wild animal won't have to be behind them as they try to get the perfect selfie.
That's,
yeah.
That's an excellent point there.
Yeah.
And that's probably how they ought to sell it, the idea of,
right.
rather than it being snarky, the idea that we're just trying to save you from your own
exactly.
idiocy.
You can take a selfie and stay away from the danger.
Yeah, you can get the picture. Okay. All right. Another day, another HBO hack. You know about the cable network and the soap opera with swords thing that happened. Then last night, different hacking group took over the company's Twitter and Facebook accounts, posting the note, oh, hi, our mine, that's the group, the organization, are here, and we're just testing your security. HBO team, please contact us so you can upgrade your security. Ourmine.org.
So they're just helping out.
Of course they are. The hackers are well known for taking over Twitter accounts on a wide range of media accounts. Also in recent years, including Netflix, Marvel, and Google, HBO managed to remove the offending tweets from both accounts shortly after they were posted. But nonetheless, I'm sure their security people are having to do a little extra work today.
Yeah, they might want to change their password to those four different words
That's
instead
right.
of
what we were talking about last yeah. week, 2 weeks ago. 979-695-1620 if you want to text in, or you can call us without using the area code as well. Tom Cruise, we told you about this on Monday, limping away from the set of Mission Impossible 6
yeah.
after he slammed into the building while performing a stunt, because he does a lot of his own stunts, over the weekend. Turns out he broke his ankle.
Okay.
So a rep from Paramount Pictures tells TMZ, so it must be true, that production is in a hiatus for 8 weeks, or maybe 9, while the star makes a full recovery. But the film will still be in theaters in late July of next year, despite the production delay. So you won't have to worry about that. Chelsea, you're a Suits fan, is that right?
I am a Suits fan.
USA Network spinning off Suits co-star Gina Torres, is that her name, into her own series?
Okay.
She doesn't want to hang out with that future royal. Yeah, isn't that right?
Oh,
and that
yeah.
lady, is that right? Isn't
oh,
she on
yeah.
that show? The lady who's...
Oh, Jessica. Yes. Okay. Sorry. I had to
it?
Look up who Gina Torres was.
Okay.
She did leave. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she did leave the show kind of in a sense. And so I can see how they're going to...
She had
make
a recurring
a
role,
easy.
It says, in a show called The Catch on ABC, which has been canceled. So now they're going to bring her back. She'll be Jessica Pearson
yep.
entering Chicago politics.
Yeah.
Needs some help from the old law firm.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So she was in New York. She led the firm. She was, she was the main partner. And then she left Chicago for a man.
Okay. Ooh. Well, now that she's going to get her deal
but
back.
Yeah, maybe she didn't want to work with Rachel
those,
anymore.
You know how that can be.
Yeah.
Forbes magazine out with their list of Hollywood's highest paid actresses, mm-hmm. topped by Emma Stone. Emma, she did $26 million worth of biz last year.
Wow.
Jennifer Lawrence dropped down to third place. Jennifer had topped the Forbes list for the last 2 years in a row, making $46 million. So she's not doing bad.
Yeah, she's not hurting for money.
Yeah,
so.
She's made $46 in the last 2 years. So she's at Emma Stone is at 26. Jennifer
wow.
Aniston at 25.5.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence, is there a pattern here? 24. Melissa McCarthy at $18 million.
Wow,
and
yeah.
Mila Kunis at $15.5 million.
So yeah, if your name is Jennifer, you're doing well in Hollywood.
You are. Kind of interesting. Julia Roberts still on the list. She made $12 million last year.
In what?
I don't know. I guess maybe endorsements.
I guess, yeah.
Wait, who is this? Sorry, who'd you say?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, yeah.
I don't
she
remember.
Does like a perfume commercial, but that's really the only thing I've seen her in lately.
Yeah. And again, maybe some longstanding things out there.
Yeah.
We have Taco Bell news. We didn't get
more.
To this yesterday.
Oh,
we didn't
oh, okay.
remember talking about it yesterday, but we never got to it. It's the naked egg taco.
Oh.
The naked
uses
egg
a
taco?
Fried egg as a shell. And it's
what?
Stuffed, yeah, it's stuffed with potatoes and cheese. That doesn't sound like that's going to work.
It doesn't. No.
Why do they keep naming all their stuff naked?
Well, I don't know.
It doesn't make me want to eat it, really.
Yeah. Their new breakfast on the East Coast, they rolled it out yesterday. It'll continue to spread its joy across the country for the rest of the month.
Joy.
The taco is available by itself.
Like, eggs are already a little sketchy from all fast food restaurants.
Good
and
point.
So when you use it as the actual carrier of the food,
yeah,
it really just kind of adds a lot of questions.
And it doesn't there have to be some kind of a nonstick liquid that's used to
yep.
keep it from sticking to the cooking surface?
Yeah.
Okay, how are you going to keep that off
and
your fingers?
And it's got to stay. It, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's got to stay in its shape,
yeah,
obviously.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, they got to make sure to get all the shell out of it. I don't know if you've ever had from a fast food restaurant an egg with some shell in it because somebody wasn't paying attention.
Well, at least they're using real eggs.
That's a good point. They are doing
true.
That.
Because no, I've never.
All right. So the taco is available by itself for $1.99 or in combo with coffee and a medium drink and two Cinnabon Delights or a hash brown. Why would you want hash browns when you can get Cinnabon Delights?
Right.
More reasons to lick your fingers when you're done.
God.
And $3.99. Are cars going to start having those liquid wipey thing dispensers? I mean, shouldn't you have a place for those
yeah,
in your car?
It should
if you're
going to
be eating
now, yeah.
these kind of things? Because you get that junk on your hands. Now, what are you going to do? You're going
right.
to wipe it on your clothes? That's not going to work.
Get it on the upholstery?
You're going to wipe it on your seat? That won't work. Going to put it on the steering wheel? How's that going to help?
I'll leave you with this text message from one of our lovely listeners. Brad, about, you know, not liking the word naked, he said, naked sells. Imagine the naked infomaniacs. Wait,
Malik is
never
more
mind.
Than just an
no.
company.
No.
More than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 727, the Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Here's the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Come call it 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Hey, you already missed 81 this morning. Yeah, we had that earlier this morning. Now we're down to 80. But it's going to get warmer, don't worry. High temperature today, about 99. The heat index will be around 107. Windy, like it was yesterday, with winds out of the south at 5 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. And then tonight, got a low temperature for about 76. We'll continue to have that 100-degree weather near it all the way through Tuesday of next week and probably beyond, but that's all they're saying for us right now. And very, very little chance of any precipitation. Right now, 94% relative humidity. Winds out of the south at 6, and we're at 80 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You know, folks, there is other news out there, and in some of it, panic levels are rising. Congressional Budget Office weighed in on what will happen in a few weeks if President Trump decides to end certain payments to insurance companies, i.e. insurance company bailouts. The CBO says that health care premiums will rise about 20% and federal budget deficits will increase by $200 billion if we don't spend the money. White House says that no decision's been made about the insurance bailouts, but Trump is trying to force Democrats to get off the sidelines. He wants them to help come up with a replacement for Obamacare. Now, don't hold your breath on that. White House blasted the CBO report, calling it flawed. Administration pointed out that even if they do pay the insurance subsidies, the bailouts, the premium is going to skyrocket anyway. Besides, the entire issue is still in the courts. A federal judge ruled that subsidies are illegal because Congress never appropriated the money, as the Constitution demands. But the judge stayed his order so it can be appealed. Meanwhile, some facts. Democrats created Obamacare all by themselves. They handed out subsidies illegally by themselves. And now when the massive lies they told America are coming home to roost, they sit on their hands expecting a bailout. The Democrats wrote this check. It's time for them to cash it. Again, by themselves.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you taking Viagra for ED?
Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0680. That's 800-601-0680.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 80 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. And Aggie will lead the Research Valley Partnership. The Economic Development Agency announced Matt Prochaska as president and CEO. Prochaska received both his master's and bachelor degrees in speech communication from Texas A&M with an emphasis in international business development. He served as a board member and chair for the Tate County Economic Development Foundation in North Mississippi from 2008 to 2014. Most recently, Prochaska served as the sales director for a California growth-based commercial furniture company. His new role begins September 1st. A four-vehicle wreck involving a dump truck shut down University Drive for several hours yesterday. Lieutenant Steve Brock says just before 9:30 a.m., officers responded to the intersection of University East and Lincoln Avenue near the Red Lobster restaurant. According to the report, the dump truck was traveling east on University when it approached two SUVs, which were stopped at a red light.
And as the truck came through, it basically split between two SUVs, striking both of them and pushing them to the side. And as it entered into the intersection, there was a Nissan truck that was westbound on University attempting to turn left onto Lincoln Avenue. That truck had the right of way. It started to make its left turn, and then the dump truck T-boned that Nissan.
Brock says the dump truck rolled onto its side and wrapped around a light pole, trapping the driver, who was eventually removed by firefighters. All four drivers were transported to the hospital, but none were believed to have life-threatening injuries. Witnesses told CSPD the dump truck was honking its horn as it approached the intersection, and early indications show it could have had a mechanical malfunction, which prevented it from stopping. At least two out of three College Station City Council positions will be a contested race this November. Dallas Shipp filed for place three on the council yesterday. His opponent, Linda Harvell, currently holds the position and has filed for her first full three-year term as she is finishing up the one-year unexpired term left when Carl Mooney ran for mayor. Both races for College Station school board positions will be contested. Gerald Verwald joins Shanna Elliott and Geraldine Nolan filing for place seven. Place six, currently held by Michael Schaefer, is also up for election. Schaefer has filed for re-election and will go up against Jacqueline Martin Huff, who filed yesterday. The filing deadline is 5 p.m. on Monday, and election day is November 7th. A bill that would require Texas's largest cities to hold a public vote before they annex surrounding property received final approval during the special session. The bill only covers cities of 500,000 or more, so it does not apply to the Twin Cities. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says the legislature's involvement still concerns him.
Because if that's allowed to continue, you can see a gradual eroding of College Station, Bryan, any municipality for that matter, being able to say, okay, this is what we know is in our best interest, and so this is what we're going to do.
Mooney, during his visit on our show, cited the hands-free law as an example.
That's one of those things where we saw the need, because we're a college town. And there's a prevalence of that going on, particularly among one of the larger population groups in our city.
The legislature's month-long special session wrapped up Tuesday, a day before the deadline. United Way of the Brazos Valley is moving. President Allison Prince says their new offices, located on Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, are better suited for their staff.
We have kind of a big building for just 9 full-time, 2 part-time employees. So we're downsizing in space to something that's a little bit more adequate for us. Getting out of the property management business, but we are kind of upgrading in finish out, I guess you could say. It's going to be just a nicer, newer space for us to operate out of.
Prince says donations and other deliveries should be sent to their new address, which you can find online at uwbv.org. Today is the opening day of the Texas Aggies Go to War exhibit at Texas A&M's Memorial Student Center. The original exhibit, more than twice the size, debuted nearly 3 years ago in Belgium to mark the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge.
It was over 6,000 feet in Bastogne, and this exhibit is over 2,000 square feet of some of the choice items that were displayed there. That relate to Aggies in the Brazos Valley.
Executive Director John Adams says the goal is to open a military heritage center at Veterans Park to house this exhibit and more.
The veterans and the citizen soldiers of Brazos Valley are such a major part of our makeup. I mean, they're in our businesses, our families, and so that's what we really want to honor.
Adams says an official ribbon cutting will take place on August 31st, and the exhibit will be open in the Start Galleries through mid-December. While other cities are preemptively removing their Confederate statues, one Texas city is staying the course.
In the wake of the Charlottesville riot, cities like Baltimore are removing their Confederate monuments as a way to avoid a similar clash. San Antonio debating what to do with their similar statue. Mayor Ron Nirenberg says trust the process.
Well, we have a process that we're working through right now to ensure that the monument is placed in a proper context.
He says there have been protests in San Antonio's Travis Park, but all sides have remained nonviolent, and police have done a great job of keeping the peace. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 80 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hi, Hi, I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawnmowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
Hey, good morning. 739 Infomaniac News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's have a look at the weather. And the weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications. They're located at 775-2929.
We're sitting in between areas of cloudiness this morning. We should end up with a partly sunny day. Temperatures will be somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy conditions are forecast for tonight, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine once again for tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. The outlook for Saturday, partial sun, temperatures between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Aggie special teams coordinator and tight ends coach Jeff Banks on improvements he's seen from freshman Rashad Paul and other young players he's worked with. Meanwhile, Christian Kirk and Armani Watts have been named to the 2017 Sports Illustrated preseason All-America team, and the Astros and the Rangers are both back on the winning track. We'll take a look at the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. The eclipse is coming.
Really?
Have you heard?
I hadn't heard anything about it.
The eclipse is coming.
And we're all going to die.
Yeah. Yesterday after the show, Chelsea and I were chatting in the newsroom. We don't really see each other during the show.
Right.
Had a chance to chat after the show. And Mr. Downs decides to come in and tell us about, apparently, you can hear. He was looking to try to, he said, did you know it would cost $2,400 to fly to Cheyenne, Wyoming next week?
Yeah.
And we're looking at him going.
And this was 3 months ago.
Yeah.
He was looking at air tickets.
Yeah, airplane tickets.
Airplane tickets to go to Cheyenne, Wyoming to look at the eclipse.
Oh, okay. For the eclipse. All right. I was thinking that was just kind of a random statement.
No, we were talking about the eclipse. These people are going to be jammed into these little two-lane roads trying to get to wherever.
The Best Western for a night was like $800.
Yeah, right.
And the websites were saying, bring your own food and water because our general store probably will run out.
Yeah, just letting you know.
Jeez.
Okay, it's all coming up on Monday. Now, What if you could be someplace where, like, the coverage was 98%, okay?
That'd be pretty cool, right?
If you're in Bryan College Station in the year 2024, that's exactly what it'll be.
Ooh.
You haven't heard about this, have you?
No.
I just found this this morning.
In 2024, on April 28th, and if you look at it, in the grand scheme of things, that's not that far away.
Right. Okay? No, it's really not.
It's 7 years from now, okay? The totality will be basically over Austin, Waco, West, in that area right there. The total eclipse of the sun on April the 8th, 2024. Go look that up. So I looked up Bryan College Station, and our coverage here will be 98.7%. I mean, it tells you when it starts. It tells you when it finishes. Computers are amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, April the 8th, 2024. It's a Monday. Make your plans now as the total eclipse will cross Texas.
All right.
Man, that's pretty cool.
Huh? That's why you listen to the Infomaniacs.
Yeah,
and learn
make
stuff
your
like
plans.
That.
That's right.
Just so you know.
Get your Airbnbs ready, Scott.
Yeah, exactly.
You can really put a little bit of an upcharge on
there.
There
you go. All right.
But they got to bring their own water. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
In the meantime, if you're just waiting to this next one here that's coming up on August the 21st, I guess we knew this was going to happen. Royal Caribbean's Total Eclipse Cruise. The event will include a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon when you'll hear Bonnie Tyler perform her 1980 power ballad, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yes.
There it is.
Live during the eclipse.
I wonder if she'll sing Total Eclipse of the Cruise.
Hello.
Hey, anybody looking for a room?
Yeah. All right, yeah, get back to us.
I've got two bedrooms for $700 a night.
Okay.
Each.
All right. Got it. We'll be back with you in 7 years. Okay. April the 8th, 2024, total eclipse, 98% here. You drive right up the road and do that.
Yeah.
So, there you are. We're on the map. we'll have all sorts of important people coming to see that go on.
We always get important people here, though. You know, we're Bryan College Station.
Sure we do. So. Okay. So if you're visiting London in the next 4 years, tell people that today. Tell them, hey, you heard that on the radio this morning.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Reason to live here. If you're visiting London in the next 4 years, you will not hear Big Ben chiming.
Really?
House of Commons announced on Monday that the big bells will not be chiming while the renovation to their famous clock tower is completed. Steve Jags, who's the keeper of the great clock, has told Reuters the chimes will still ring during important events such as the New Year's Eve celebration, but the bells have been ringing every hour for most of the last 157 years atop the Elizabeth Tower. Final notes will sound noon on Monday, and then the renovation, and it'll be 4 years.
I wonder what it's like to live near Big Ben and hear the chimes going off every hour.
You probably get used to it. It's like living by a train.
It's the trains in downtown Bryan.
Right.
You've been there for a little while. You know, it's part of the ambiance is what you expect.
I used to live off of George Bush and Welburn, and there would literally be times that we would be in mid-conversation and have to stop while the train went by and continue when it was gone.
I lived in Brenham, and it was the same way because there's trains throughout the whole town, and I remember when I moved back home or back to College Station and I couldn't hear the trains anymore. It was weird. It actually took me a while to get used to not hearing them.
The quiet of it.
Right.
I grew up with planes flying over my house because we lived kind of close to George Bush Intercontinental Airport down there in Houston. We lived close to that. The planes would fly pretty much right over our house. And when I moved to College Station, didn't hear that. It was unsettling.
Hello.
Hi. That Big Ben thing,
yeah,
it was making the renovation artists or the guys who were working on it deaf.
Oh, really?
So that's why they had to stop doing that, because the workers were going deaf.
Wow. Well, okay, thanks. Now, if we just replace them with robots, okay, just have the robots do the renovation, then they could keep doing it.
Solutions,
but,
right there.
746.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners. The Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Good marriages can be like a relaxing canoe ride when the winds are calm and the lake water is as smooth as glass. Just be careful you don't drift. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. 1 year, while working as a camp counselor, Craig Chitilla grabbed a canoe for a quiet afternoon on the lake. There wasn't a cloud in the sky and almost no breeze, so the water was completely still. Letting the canoe come to rest in the middle of the lake, he noticed that it was after hours and no other boats were out. So he did the only sensible thing. With an extra life jacket for his pillow, he nestled in for a short nap. A while later, he woke up to voices. Somehow his canoe had beached along the shoreline of a camping area. Craig realized there was a current in the water and a breeze in the air he had not sensed. They caused him to drift, and he ended up somewhere he never intended to be, with a long row back home. Like that canoe, marriages too can drift. There's no obvious conflict or struggle, just subtle distractions that lull spouses asleep. Couples hardly notice they're losing interest in one another until they end up far apart. Fortunately, there's an easy solution. Give your relationship the attention it deserves. It doesn't take as much effort as you think, but it can change your marriage. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com. Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:50. Well, Texas A&M's Christian Kirk and Armani Watts have been named the 2017 Sports Illustrated Preseason All-America team. Kirk made SI.com's first team unit as a return specialist, while Watts was honored on the second team defense at safety. Kirk, a junior from Scottsdale, Arizona, is a preseason first team All-SEC selection at three positions, wide receiver, all-purpose, and return specialist. Watts, a senior from Forney, Texas, enters 2017 as the Aggies' active leader in tackles, interceptions, and passes broken up. Speaking of the football team, special teams coordinator and tight end coach Jeff Banks spoke to the media yesterday on some of the improvements he's seen from some of the younger players, specifically freshman wide receiver Rashad Paul.
I don't know if it's confidence or just transition period in the mid-year period in the spring. And then they come in the summer and they got more confidence and they lift and they run, they get stronger and faster and they figure out exactly what they're doing. Then they come into fall camp and Jamon Osmond, Rashad Paul, Keldrick Harper, these guys are flying around and they know what they're doing now. So he's just a part of that, and he's good. He makes you miss. He's hard to tackle in our tackling drills, that's for sure.
Banks went on to outline what he's seen at camp from the Aggie tight ends.
You know, we cross-trained Aaron Hansford as a thicker or bigger, faster wide receiver that could also be a flex player, which is closed a little bit closer to the box. And he's had a good freshman year, got injured game 4, and had a really good spring, and he's having a really good fall camp. You got Calvin Klein, who's now a whole year in the offense instead of just a summer. And he's made some plays in the red zone and done some really good things. And then Tanner Shorp, started every game really in short yardage last year and really came on, and his best football was at the end of the season. And so that was his first year at the position. So I think with those three guys, they give us a lot of options.
The Aggs kick off the season against UCLA in California on Sunday, September 3rd at 6 p.m. with broadcast right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In Major League Baseball,
Giles set, pitch on the way. On the inside corner, strike 3, throws it with the slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros win their second in a row, defeating the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-5.
Josh Reddick hit a 2-run homer as part of a 4-run eighth, and Charlie Morton threw 6 1/3 solid innings as the Houston Astros defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-5. The Astros wrap up the series with the Diamondbacks today in Houston at 1:10 p.m. In Arlington, Elvis Andrews had the go-ahead home run among his 4 RBIs. Cole Hamels won again despite a shaky outing, and the Texas Rangers completed a 3-game sweep of the Detroit Tigers with a 12-6 victory. The Rangers will be looking to keep up the winning momentum as they start a fresh 4-game series with the White Sox tonight in Arlington. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Tom Savage is Houston's starting quarterback for now, but Coach Bill O'Brien is keeping an eye on rookie Deshaun Watson, charting his progress as the Texans prepare for their season opener. Even though he won't be taking the snaps, Watson said he's looking forward to being with the team at NRG on Saturday.
It's going to be great. You know, I know we have a great fan base. The fans will come and be supportive, and it's going to be a fun Saturday night. So I can't wait to get there and really just get a little taste of what the season's going
to
be like.
Savage gets his chance to prove his worth when the Texans face the Patriots in Houston on Saturday. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. And in New York, Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott's appeal of a 6-game suspension in a domestic violence case will be heard by arbitrator Harold Henderson, who reduced Greg Hardy's ban when the defensive end was with the Cowboys. Henderson is one of the people approved by Commissioner Roger Goodell to hear appeals under the NFL's personal conduct policy. The Cowboys face the Colts in preseason play on Saturday in Arlington at 8 p.m. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate.
It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
News Talk 1620, WTAW Infomaniacs. It's about 3 minutes till. You missed 81 earlier this morning. Sorry. We'll get back up to it. We'll look at the
weather in just a minute.
All right, here we go. German chocolate apparently so good it's worth stealing. Cops in the small town of Neust said that somebody drove off with a semi-truck full of gourmet chocolate. They also had hazelnut cream, Valparaiso chocolate fruit pearls, Kinder eggs. The refrigerated truck contained 22 tons, a confection worth $82,000. And just because Oreos aren't good enough by themselves, you now can get Oreos dipped in chocolate, German chocolate.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, it's only available in Australia.
Oh.
I'm sorry to say
Does
that.
Does Mr. Downs know anybody in Australia who can hook us up with those 2 months later?
Whatever happened to the eggs?
I don't know. We got them, didn't we? Those Oreo eggs?
Where are they?
But it was like, a long time ago.
Okay, they've gone. All right. Shower thoughts, just things that might come to you while you're in your shower. Just think about that. If I was immortal, I'd probably just become a massive procrastinator.
Because you got all the time in the world.
In less than 3 years, did you know we'll be in the 20s again?
Yeah.
Ever think about a single piece of corn? It's a unicorn.
Ooh.
Treat it like a dog. You know, that really might not be negative. You think about how we treat dogs now, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's very true.
I'd like to be treated like
Mine's
a dog.
Mine's very spoiled.
Yeah, and get fed and sit around on the couch all day, that'd be great.
And it's going to be a real bummer for the doomsday conspiracy theorist who finally gets it right. Because he won't have anybody he can brag to.
That's right.
Hello.
How would Mr. Downs know somebody in Australia? He couldn't even know anybody in Canada to get your eggs for you.
I know. He could have a FaceTime friend over there.
In fairness, he got them to us eventually.
Is there FaceTime? Is that right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure. Okay.
Good reference to technology.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now, also, by the way, just to let you know, we're not done with our Eclipse stories for today.
Yes.
But if you weren't with us earlier in this hour, the next total solar eclipse will be in 2024, just a short seven years from now. And we will be at 98% totality in Bryan College Station, so you won't even have to move. You can just rent rooms out at your house.
Yeah.
Perfect.
According to the National Association of Tattoo Parlors, didn't know there was one, did you?
There's that? Okay.
Yep. Texas Texas is the most popular state for people to get tattoos.
All right.
That's because we have the most people.
Well, that has a lot to do with it.
And we're the best.
We're like, yeah, we're number one.
Yeah, and I wonder how many of those tattoos are the state of Texas.
Oh, or Texas-based. Yeah,
yeah, that's very true. Did you know that until early in the 20th century, Monday the 13th, not Friday the 13th, was considered unlucky?
Oh, yeah. That makes a little bit of sense because Monday sucks.
On top of everything else. All right, here's our weather. Yep, you missed 81 earlier this morning, but we're getting back up there. Look for a high temperature today of 99 with a heat index of 107 and windy. Winds 5 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. No mention of rain, really significant all the way through Tuesday with highs just like we're going to enjoy today. And the weather's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. Get more information at anchorfoundationrepair.net. WTAW, College Station, Brian, at 8 o'clock.